Well, hello. My name's Brad Jarrow. I'm a descendant of the Bidjara and Gungaloo people of central Queensland, and I'm the centre manager of Ngatunga Lui, Brisbane Catholic Education's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Cultural Studies Centre based at Inala. Today, we take the time to commemorate the anniversary of the then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's formal apology to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, particularly the Stolen Generations, on behalf of the Australian nation in 2008. The apology acknowledged that the laws and policies of successive parliaments and governments had resulted in the forcible removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families, and in Kevin Rudd's words, inflicted profound grief, suffering and loss on these, our fellow Australians. We join in prayer today, acknowledging the thousands of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children who were forcibly removed from their families and communities by churches, welfare organisations and governments. The exact number is not known. However, it is estimated that anywhere from 1 in 10 to 1 in 3 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children were forcibly removed from their families and fostered or adopted by non-Indigenous families or raised in institutions. These children are known as the Stolen Generations. Many experienced neglect, abuse, and exploitative labour and were denied contact with their families. We remember them and we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving God, we come before you with humble hearts, remembering the pain and suffering endured by so many. We give thanks for the courage and leadership shown by those who have worked tirelessly for justice and reconciliation. We pray for the healing and hope for all who have been affected by the injustices of the past. May your grace bring comfort to those who still carry the wounds of history. Help us all to listen deeply to the stories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and to continue to walk together on the path of healing. Grant us the wisdom and strength to continue the work of reconciliation. May we be instruments of your peace, fostering understanding and respect in our communities. Let us honour the rich cultural heritage and contributions of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, recognising their deep connections to this land. As we reflect on the significance of this day, may we be inspired to act with compassion and justice. Guide our leaders and all people in making decisions that promote equality and dignity for all. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.